I'll probably start with, I will start with the guys that didn't practice today. Steven's still day-to-day. Charles worked on the side today, day-to-day. Anthony Walters, the same. DJ was just ill today. He'll be back tomorrow, full go. And Brandon rested his foot. We'll see tomorrow, see where we're at tomorrow. Sherrick was limited, and Martellus and Julius, as we said earlier in the week, they worked full-time today. We worked third down. We worked in. Tony Medlin said, go inside. It's going to rain. So we went inside today, and it rained, which was good because the guys like to be outside, and we had some great weather outside. But we got a lot of work done today. Special situation was third down. We got to continue to ascend defensively. We've done a good job the last few weeks doing that, and we've got to certainly come off a really rough third down go last week. So our focus and undivided attention was to improve our third down efficiency offensively. Yeah, I think it starts with just going back to fundamentals every week in practice and making sure you feel secure in your fundamentals. And certainly, you know, it's the mental preparation of just focusing on the game plan and executing the plays and not trying to make something right when something went wrong the week before. And you know, we're dealing with at this place with a veteran like Jay. He's got to have the emotional stability to come back and just put. You got to have amnesia. You got to put the past behind you, and you got to go back to work and play the game in the new week as if it's the first game. Well, I don't have that to measure because I've only have this year, and you know there were three good performances and one that, as we've said, he would want back. But he's unflappable in practice. He's been very consistent emotionally in practice with all the things that he's gone through with our competitive practices from OTAs to training camp, trying to execute our offense against, you know, a really good defense. So and failing each and every day because we don't win every play when we're playing against our defense. They don't win them either, all of them either. But I just think it's the unflappability of and emotional stability of just being able to move on to the next play, and isolating that play is the only thing that really is important, and then forgetting about it and moving on. I think, number one, it was more about a friendship between Sean and myself. We'd gotten to know each other. We weren't good friends at the time, but we'd gotten to know each other. And when I was out of football, I wound up spending some time with him. And we used to do that when he was coordinating with the Giants. We'd go to symposiums, and we'd have lunch and talk football. And when he invited me to come down, it was just an opportunity to have some dignity in my career where I'd just been let go at North Carolina State. I wasn't doing anything. I was sitting the year out. I had 2 years left on a contract, and he invited me down and, really showed respect, professional respect. Mickey Loomis, the general manager, really professional, made me feel very much a part of things while I was there, not only in training camp but during the time I was there. So I think that was the best part, and having the opportunity to be around the NFL, see it at a very high level because of what they were doing there with Drew and the offense. So it was a great learning time for me, and it was also a good time to just watch Sean be a head coach and see how he worked on a daily basis and how he handled the success and the adversity, because during the year I was there, they went through some adversity during the course of the season. So I got a chance to take a look at that. But how to get things done and do things the right way, that was impressive. Well, they move people around quite a bit, and it's a good question because they've got a lot of solid players. You know, young Vaccaro is playing, you know, that nickel position, their first-round pick, and he's kind of all over the place, so we have to watch out for him. But they've just got they're really just kind of playing solid football. Their assignments are they're good with their assignments. Those three inside guys, we've got to take care of them. They've got three thick guys inside, three young players who are a force inside. But we haven't faced a team where they're, I would say household names like we have over the last 3 weeks, but still very good players. You know, we need help from our defense to do that, you know, and they've been part of that scoring each and every week. So we've got to take that in consideration. But we're just trying to get better offensively and score more with the possessions that we have. We would like to, if our defense can score each week, we'd like to score, you know, enough to win. Let's put it that way. And can we sustain? I don't know. I mean, each and every game is its own story. You try to score as many points as you can to score more than the other team. I mean, I know it sounds simplistic, but every game takes on its own life, and you know, 7-0, 14-7, winning is winning, and that's all you're trying to do is find a way to win on Sunday, and they all come out differently each and every week. Well, he'll always get it, but you know, we haven't minimized Brandon's target. He's still the most targeted player, but we have used other players and spread the ball around, but we haven't done it at minimizing Brandon's targets. They're still the same as they've always been. So from a defensive standpoint, you know, I don't know that I've been in it long enough to have that sense right now. We're finding ways to get him open, and we're finding ways to get other guys open as well. We just got to do it better.